make sure this is rolling. All right, Don Treese, we're out Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good.
In front of the VMFA.
Yes.
On a very cold day with Kehinde Wiley behind us.
Yes.
Watching our every move.
Yes.
Tell me about your experiences along this particular street. Well, first of all, tell me a little bit about you and who you are and all that good stuff.
Well,
where you're from.
Well, yeah, I don't know how far we want to go back, but, you know, from Louisville, Kentucky. Born and raised there in inner city streets, Louisville, Kentucky, and made my way around a little bit. Undergraduate in Kentucky and master's in Kentucky. Made my way to Savannah College of Art and Design, got my master's there. So my background is in creative branding, marketing strategy type deal. And been in the corporate world for a while and decided that I wanted to do something a little bit more intentional. Like I started to want my work to mean something and do something. And I took a job here, ironically, for Capital One. You probably say, well, that doesn't seem like it, you know, fits within doing intentional work within a community. But I was hired to run, lead the creative for the banking side of the business. And financial literacy in the inner city communities is always something I've been passionate about, being someone that grew up in those communities. And once I landed here in Richmond, I had no idea, you know, Richmond wasn't on my radar. It wasn't like a destination place for me to go. I only knew one thing about it, and that was Arthur Ashe. And so when I got here, I was like, you know, let me sink my boots in and really try to get involved with the community, see who's doing what, the movers and shakers per se, and the community influencers and leaders. And I did that since day one, once I stepped on the land here. And, you know, ever since then, it's just been, you know, doing purposeful work, man. And it's been awesome. So I'm excited about what you and I can continue to do here, but what we can collectively do as a city and a state and a region to make some good movement.
Yeah. So when I moved in this neighborhood, 20 years ago, it is and always has been the boulevard.
Yes. A street with no name.
A street with no name. A lot of city streets in Richmond are like that.
Yeah.
But tell me about the idea about changing the name and then how you made that happen. That blows me away.
Yeah. And so it was totally a collaborative event. One of my good friends is David Harris, who is Arthur Ashe's nephew. And my business partner, Hezekiah, and David grew up together. And so David went to Hezekiah and said, hey, I need you all to make me a T-shirt that says something about Arthur Ashe Boulevard. And Hezekiah was like, a T-shirt? And he says, you need to talk. Let's bring Don Treese into this conversation. So it's my first time meeting David, and we were talking about it. And I was like, we were like, this is more than a T-shirt. Like, this is something that we can really take by the horns and really show what can be accomplished when you are strategic, when you are visionary to think about what if, and then when you are inclusive in the community by bringing them involved. And so with that, I mean, it was like every Wednesday night in my dining room, it was me, Hezekiah, David, and some other folks from our team that we'll put together, and we would work, I mean, from six until literally like two in the morning, strategizing how we're going to do this, who we're going to involve, making sure the right people were connected, that type of deal, and making sure we were buttoned up, making sure we looked like we knew what we were talking about. All at the same time, of course, you could feel some type of energy in the city, or at least I did, not being from here, that was inspiring to keep us on track with this. So we started the initiative, and within 6 months, it was approved by city council.
Wow. That's unusual.
Yeah. But we had probably three or four town halls, and that's when you really started to feel... Yeah, this is something big. Like, the community was really inspired by it. And so the vote was over in, it was voted and approved on like February the 19th.
And what year was that?
It was 2019.
Right.
Of February. And then right after that, we met with Mayor Stoney and his team, and he put a team together, and we met probably every other Tuesday. just kind of strategizing of what we're going to do. And Mayor Stoney was like, okay, you got it approved. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And so we looked at each other and said, we'll get back to you, you know? And so that's another day and another night in the lab. We came up with a 3-day celebration of community events, social justice events, unveiling event that was in partnership with the VMFA and the VMHC, which is right down there, big enough to get our keynote speaker, who was the late, great John Lewis. And it was just, it was unbelievable. But the energy within the city over those 3 days, it was ridiculous. I've never witnessed anything like that.
And the sequence of events is interesting to me.
Yes.
So yeah. we're here, like we were saying, in front of the Andy Wiley.
Yep.
So what was the sequence there, and then that, and the George Floyd murder?
Yeah, and so right now we're facing what is now Arthur Ashe Boulevard, which is super exciting. And then not very long after the boulevard was renamed, here comes the Rumors of War domino that kind of falls and delivers a different message, well, a consistent message of empowerment, change, ownership of our stories, and controlling those narratives, right? And so you could still feel a huge amount of energy when Kehinde Wiley was here, and then the unveiling, which was ridiculous. It was raining pretty much all that day. They had all this blocked off and chairs and everything. And then right when they were getting ready to unveil, the sun came out similar to this, and it was just amazing. And so, you know, that domino fell. And then, of course, you know, we hit in COVID, and then the George Floyd incident hits us really in the gut. For those of us that have experienced this, this was something that we were familiar with. But with everyone being captivated and isolated in their homes because of COVID, it was really like really heart-wrenching and really difficult for folks to actually be like, wow, this stuff really happens. I mean, we as a country, as a society, as a nation, as a world, we had to sit there and eat it. We had to consume it and really reflect on how are we or what are we going to do to make sure things like this don't happen again. And not just for the Black American experience, but for any historically underrepresented group. So that inspired a movement of empowerment. The monuments were being tagged up by new generals. Our younger generation was really forceful on wanting change and doing it the right way, figuring out how they can get involved in the policies and the laws that have been established in our country that permit Black Americans from certain things or any historically underrepresented group. So, you know, that domino fell. And as you have witnessed, now we have, you know, outside of the Arthur Ashe statue that's still on Monument Ave, this is now the most recognizable statue within our city, with everyone of all of the other Confederate statues being taken down.
Why is, for people who aren't familiar, why is Arthur Ashe important to this city?
Well, I mean, he's a global humanitarian. He grew up here in the city of Richmond. He couldn't play here. He had to play at specific parks. He couldn't compete in different tournaments because he was Black. And so he relocated to another city and state so that he can continue his tennis career. But he is just a global humanitarian. I've met David, his nephew, and I've met their family, and they're just so genuine, and they're so they're such special people. And you see where Arthur gets it from. I mean, you know, David would tell me stories like when he would come home from tennis tournament, Wimbledon, whatever. And it was just Uncle Arthur.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like, oh my gosh. And he was just the most kindest, the most genuine person that you could ever meet.
And the fact is that he was a global leader as well.
Yeah.
In the human rights.
Right.
You know, the fact is that when he went to South Africa and played, that was a big deal, playing despite, and I think he took a lot of heat because that was during the apartheid era for that. But, you know, he stood up for African Americans and for blacks around the world.
And
said, you know, they can't tell me where I can and can't play. I'm the top tennis player.
Right. And, you know, to have someone like that that's coming from your city.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's our son. I mean, he's our you know, he's our guy.
And the idea that, you know, people look at a sign and don't think much about it, but the fact is that his legacy now lives on.
Oh yeah.
On one of the most important thoroughfares in the original capital of the Confederacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this progressive movement we're going through right now, with the monuments coming down just like blocks from here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is super powerful, and it represents, his legacy represents something hugely important in this city.
Yeah, and no question. And you asked earlier when I, well, you responded earlier when I said, you know, from start to finish, we completed this initiative in 6 months. And folks ask me all the time, like, how did you get it done so fast? Because it had been tried 2 or 3 times before and got shut down. I always like to say, because I was involved, but that's selfish. So I do that jokingly. But what I will say is the city was ready for it. You could just feel the energy. You could just feel the passion. You can just feel the empowerment of those of our city. And that was what was phenomenal. Like, we ushered it, you know, we led this and we identified these things. But the city was just, everyone was ready for it. And it's so amazing what you can accomplish when you surrender yourself to something bigger than you, right? When we started this, when we started the Arthur Ashe Initiative, I told the team, I said, this is bigger than us. This is bigger than Richmond. And understand that this is legendary. This is legacy leaving. When we are done and gone and we've served our purpose here on our earth and we've done everything that we were supposed to do within our purpose and passion, we're going to always be remembered for this boulevard and the domino effect that it started with everything. And that's just such an amazing feeling to have when you think about it.
And the beauty of it to me is when revolution, and I'll call it a revolution, happens and a progressive movement takes root in a city just mired down with some really bad history. When it takes root, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, 10, 15 years.
Right.
It all happens so quickly.
Right.
All of that.
Right.
And I think we're now, it's like a light, you know, switch was flipped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're on this progressive movement.
Yeah.
I feel like where we can do some things together, black and white.
No doubt.
To make this city better.
No doubt.
And to be a leader around the world. Even.
Right. No question. And, you know, I always would tell the team, this is not an initiative. This is a movement. Like when we started to see how energized the city was, and I mean, it was packed here. I mean, it was hundreds and hundreds of people here to celebrate the unveiling of Arthur Ashe Boulevard in front of the VMAC. You could feel it was a movement. And one of my most exciting points is when Jamie Boskett, who is the CEO of the VMHC, he was speaking last. You know, the tarps were pulled off the marker so that folks could see it. And he was actually going to say something and invite people to continue to hang around and go into the museum. Once the tarps were pulled off of that, the crowd was just like they felt such empowerment. They just stormed the stairs of the VMFA and walked into a building that would talk about the history of racism and segregation and slavery, right? And for them to, you could just feel like there's a change coming, right? Like there's something happening here where all these community members just felt empowered to grace those stairs, look at the signs, and then enter into a museum where years ago they would not feel comfortable going into.
Yeah, and you reference the Virginia Museum of Culture or History and Culture. This is right down there. Having been in there many times and seeing the slave shackles.
Yeah.
And going through the experience where, you know, if you were running from if you're trying to be a freed slave and you're running away, you know, what would happen to you? It's so poignant that all of this is right here.
Yeah.
So Don Treese, this is as a resident, as a Richmond resident. Thank you.
Man, it's
thank
awesome.
You for making this boulevard into something that's a legacy, Arthur Ashe Boulevard.
Of course, man.
My brother.
More to come. You. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. No, that was great. You still want to stand?